According to the Gospels, after Jesus was arrested, women disciples accompanied him to the foot of the cross and were the first witnesses to the resurrection. Women continued to play prominent roles in early Christianity, although official church doctrine often downplays the part of women. Earlier this month, a group of 31 American Catholic women visited Rome. They went to trace the archaeological evidence of the roles once held by women, despite official Vatican denials. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli joined them and has this report.
One of the first sites on the itinerary was the small church of St. Praxedes, an early Christian female figure. Dorothy Irvin pointed to a large mosaic of St. Paul resting his arm on St. Praxedes' shoulder.
What is St. Paul doing?
His arm around her shoulder.
Yeah. Is that something? Why?
Companionship.
He really appreciates the values of women. He acknowledges them as teachers.
Irvin holds a pontifical doctorate in Catholic theology and is also an active field archaeologist.
What about his cousin, his kinswoman? What's her name?
Junia.
Yeah. And what does he call Junia as a title? Apostle.
Yeah.
Calls her an apostle. Now, if Paul says she's an apostle, who are we to argue?
Irvin led her group to a massive marble slab covered with inscriptions.
Can you read that phrase?
Theodora.
Yeah. Theodore Episcope, that is, of Theodora the bishop.
The group moved into a small side chapel where a 9th century mosaic depicted three women with round halos, the Virgin Mary, St. Praxedes, and St. Pudentiana. Irvin explained why the fourth woman's head is framed by a square.
She's still alive when her picture's made. And who is she?
Bishop Theodora.
And she is the mother of Pope Paschal I. Some people say, well, that's what they call Pope's mothers. They give him the honorary title of bishop. Do you know any parallels for that?
This pilgrimage was organized by the American Catholic group Future Church. It included visits to catacomb sites with ancient frescoes of women being clothed in priestly vestments and celebrating the Eucharist. Inscriptions and images found on tombstones, frescoes, and mosaics throughout the Mediterranean provide compelling evidence that women held leadership and ministerial roles in the early church, identical to those held by men, as apostles, prophets, teachers of theology, priests, deacons, and bishops.
So the question is, why is all this evidence denied?
It's a power thing. I mean, there'd be so much power to lose.
The implications are too political.
Change.
For
everything
power,
would be upside down.
Shared power.
Everything would be just totally upside down, and there'd have to be massive change.
But it could be very enriching.
Oh, of course, of course. Very creative.
We all long for it.
Yeah.
Those were Marie Sweeney, Rosemary Gandley, and Kay Fennell. Sister Christine Schenck, co-leader of the pilgrimage, said the church shift away from women began in the 4th century.
It was at the Council of Laodicea where there was suppression of women's priests, and they were suppressed not because they were not Orthodox, but because of the belief that women were subordinate to men.
And that belief continues to the present day. The visit to Rome's early Christian sites had a profound impact on the pilgrims. Marie Sweeney, a former nun, said it inspired her to be even more active in her house church.
That means that there are faithful and dissident Catholics gathering together in people's homes to celebrate Eucharist, to pray, to encourage each other to be involved in their ministerial work beyond that prayer.
It sort of sounds like you're going back to the catacombs.
Yes, we are. We're going back to our roots.
Before coming on the pilgrimage, Patricia Straught Wheatley had been wary about joining religious groups outside of the official church.
I needed to see the historical background before I could do anything with the underground activities. Now it's real, and I am incredibly excited.
And Sister Schenck has a simple but precise goal.
We would just like to talk to our leaders and tell them of our experience, how we can begin to reinstitute that wonderful balanced leadership that we had in the first three centuries of both women and men leading the communities.
The visit to St. Praxedes ended with prayer and song.
All are welcome to gather and to give praise and thanks for the women who have gone before us. St. Praxedes,
pray for us.
St. Pudenciana,
pray for us.
Bishop Theodora,
pray for us.
St. Claire of Assisi,
pray for us.
St. Teresa of Avila,
richer still in unity. Let us bring our gifts and gifts.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.